Brad McCall, 2-point defeat tonight, second defeat of the McKenna Cup. I suppose, what's your assessment of the game, first of all?
Look, we don't go out to lose any games, but just a number of factors there, conditions. I know the other reporters mentioned that we gave away 8 scoreable frees, which is something we don't go out to do, but I think there's a great improvement between tonight and Sunday, so there's definitely a lot of positives that we can take out of tonight too.
Yeah. Well, this is obviously building towards the league now. You've got a couple of weeks to prepare for the league opener against Kerry.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, we'll take a look back on tonight and take a look at the positives that we done well, and we'll look at the negatives too. One thing that was definitely mentioned there was the free kick. So look, we have 2 or 3 weeks now to get that right and get ready for Kerry and get a good game there. Hopefully, get a good result.
Number of years ago, you were the new man on the block, so you were part of the young crop coming through Donegal football. That's not the case now, Brendan. Listen, I don't know how many debuts was handed out over the last two games. I think it's 12 or maybe 13 to young players. Of what you've seen of these young players, and I'm not going to name anybody individually, but there's a lot of hope there for Donegal football down the line.
Most definitely now, like you say, there's probably about 14 debutants between the McKenna Cup, and look, that's what it's for. Like, it's for finding that new talent and rewarding the boys that have trained hard over the last couple of weeks now. So I don't think that anyone out there the last two nights has done themselves any harm, and they deserve to be where they are.
What's it like for you boys training against these young boys? They bring an extra age to them.
Look what they do now. That's what we hope for anyway. That's what they're there for. They're there to drive the thing on, and they've done it well so far. And with the experienced boys come back in, look at it, it's looking positive so far. Hopefully we'll just get another 2 weeks under our belt and get ready for Kerry, like I say.
Yeah, you've got more away games than home games, obviously, in the league campaign, so it's all important that you make the home games count. So you do.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to target your home games more so than your away games. But look, at Division 1's always a difficult place to be. It's the top table for a reason. So we're going to go after every result that we can. But look, at the home games are definitely a target.
Yeah, but you want to stay in Division 1? That's the immediate target, is it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, look, that's definitely the target anyway. So for now, but we're not going to look past Kerry. Definitely, that's where our eyes are at for now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to look further ahead again into the Ulster Championship. You obviously played down last week, and I suppose they're going to be your opposition in the Ulster opener. Was there anything there that you seen last week to sort of give you an indicator to the big tie in April?
We haven't looked that far realistically. Yeah. It's something that's a couple of months away now. We didn't look past Down in the McKenna Cup, just like we didn't look past Monaghan in the McKenna Cup. So it's all eyes set on Kerry for now.